Queen Elizabeth, first of England, Queen of England and Ireland, daughter of Henry VIII, fifth monarch of the Tudor dynasty, must be heard.
I've been watching your rehearsals for some time now.
I should have stayed.
Don't talk. I know Shakespeare well enough to understand that you're doing a good job. You are moved by passion as great artists, and you live intensely the souls that the writer captured in the works. However, breaches of the law in this company must be punished. Romeo of the Montague family, stand up and step forward.
My queen.
Tell me your name.
Anne Hathaway, to serve you, my majesty.
You'll be punished for breaking the law.
Your majesty, I just wanted...
Majesty, may I have the word? What's your name? And where's the accent coming from?
Juan P. I am the director of the company and I am Spanish, your majesty.
I see you haven't wasted your time breaking laws. You'll be imprisoned.
What if the theater were freedom?
Explain yourself.
These tables try to defend freedom, value. Would borders matter? Gender, skin color, customs, political reasons. Theater is a magical place where all that can be overcome by friendship, courage, and love. Here, we also represent death, my majesty. But it is nothing more than a fainting that makes the sad reality not so hard. We feed art.
Show me that art. Try everything you say.
It's your moment, brother. Our destiny depends on the deaths of Romeo and Juliet. It's funny. Don't die in vain. Die very well. Ironic, isn't it?